They say it takes 21 days to build a habit. But who exactly are they? Because according to a Medium article and Dr. Lally, a health psychology researcher at the University College London, it takes 66 days and as much as 254 days until it is fully formed. I think that's where I am because I didn't develop my habit in 21 days. But what I did do and learn is equally as important, which was to make something work for me, format something to fit my needs, and not compare myself to others. The technique I wanted to try in 21 days was yoga. I've done a lot of research and they said that yoga can help with mindfulness. I have limited experience with yoga. I took one hot yoga class about 5 years ago and I vowed to never intentionally or voluntarily agree to hurt myself like that again. During my 24 days of experience, I learned that yoga is more than just stretching. It involves three parts, the physical, breathing, and meditation. So my 21 days didn't go as I expected them to because it was quite difficult to try and learn all three things. The meditation was beyond difficult because I'm one of those people that enjoys background noise. I have to go to sleep with the TV on. I just love noise. And I can be quite productive with a TV or someone talking to me. Meditating annoyed me somewhat, so that didn't work for me. So yoga in and of itself didn't calm me because I was trying to make sure I was doing the poses properly. So that's the physical part of it. I didn't feel comfortable meditating, but the one part that did work for me was breathing and being mindful. That is something I would try to implement in my classes, which is the breathing strategies. I purchased a great book that's called Breathe Like a Bear by Kira Wiley that has excellent mindful activities to share with kids. It doesn't focus so much on the Hindu part of yoga, and there's a lot of associations with it that yoga is based on religion. So those are some things that I wanted to practice and put into place without, you know, again, focus on like a specific religion or limiting the child's physical abilities. So I think having those mindful moments where students can focus on their breathing, calm themselves, and state how they are feeling will help with mental illness, especially if you consider this pandemic. There are children and adults that are depressed, anxious, and they're just feeling uncertain. I think one stress technique that anyone can do, especially elementary children, is to focus on their breathing. Too often we want students to verbalize their feelings, but what if we give them a moment to just breathe and just be until they're ready to share how they're feeling with others? I haven't given up on yoga, and I think I just need more time. So I'll take a deep breath and I'll encourage my students to do the same. So again, the one thing that I wanted to try for 21 days was yoga, but I found out that yoga involved so many other things. Throughout this process, I learned what stressed me out. It did not calm me at all. It was not a good feeling, but it did encourage me to be more mindful. And throughout this experience, I learned that when I was feeling overwhelmed was to just take a deep breath and just breathe and allow myself to express why I was feeling overwhelmed and how I can stop those feelings. And I think that's something I can pass on to children. It's not so much as focusing on, let's do yoga, let's do this, let's do that, let's keep constantly moving, let's keep doing things, but just to stop and listen and center ourselves. Thanks.